there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
So I watched this movie years ago and thought it was fun. I liked it. I remember appreciating it. Watching it again, I am blown away at how competent this movie is. I really wasn't sure if it was going to be like, oh, well, it had an innovative idea behind it, and that idea was attractive, and that led to the genre being... No, this movie alone fleshed out every interesting part of the zombie genre. Like, it was already made and done. There are so many other zombie movies I can't stand that just try so hard to innovate, and this movie already did a lot of it. A lot of the survivors can also be enemies. You know, like just boarding up the house and surviving. How does the government deal with it? What's the origin of it?
It's a much more grounded standpoint of a zombie apocalypse. Nowadays, we have all this dramatization of like, the humans are bad.
Even really interesting little philosophical takes on humans are the actual enemy is now so overdone, it is annoying, you know? Yeah. So this is a genre that has been trampled over because it's just so many films came out about it. And, that said, I am so surprised that going back to this movie, I didn't feel any of that fatigue. In fact, I felt like a renewed interest in this zombie film because... Like we mentioned in our reaction, there are all these moments where it was clear that the idea of a zombie didn't exist in the world of this movie and the world in which this movie was being created. Where they were saying mass murderers are on the loose, you know, not zombies. Where they were slowly realizing that these assassins, as they call them, were eating people. And it's just what a fascinating way to explore that entire idea. I just loved it. This is so fun to watch.
Night of the Barbecue Eaters.
Yeah.
It's definitely a iconic movie. The very first to kind of set the standard of what a zombie movie should be and how it should work. All the structures, it's all there. You know, so I don't really think that it necessarily took off at the beginning. It definitely garnered a cult status. And one of the sad things about it is somebody screwed up the copyright stuff. Yeah, so it became public domain, which is hopefully the reason why we are able to watch the entire movie and post it publicly without getting in trouble.
Good for us, but you told me, it meant nobody got paid a dime for their hard work, which what a shame. It's a brilliant movie.
Hopefully YouTube doesn't spank us and puts us in a corner and time out for that.
We'll see how it goes.
We don't want that.
No.
Yeah. It took me a long time to actually watch the movie back in the day because obviously I never gained appreciation for black and white movies until later down the line. And this is definitely one of those movies where it's like never judge a book by its cover whatsoever, never, because you might be missing out on some of the most historical pieces in cinema. The whole satellite dish having like a germ and causing an infection on an entire planet is a very scary thing to think about, especially when flesh-eating, bumbling zombies who weren't really that stupid because they were, you know, they were somewhat cognitive. They used tools. They used bricks to break open windows, to smash in lights.
Yeah. Now, compared to, like, normal human functioning, clearly that's limited, but that's really smart in any other domain where you can pick up a tool and use it, right? When you see lights and break them because you don't like them being on. When you pick up a weapon, understand it's a weapon, hold it by the handle, and dab with the pointy part, right? They did all these things that does show a lot of intelligence. I love the satellite bit. You saw me light up on our reaction when that happened because I'm tired of things escaping labs or evil people making things or it being some message about capitalism and how it's profitable to destroy the world. I'm so sick of megacorps making zombies. I just don't want it. This was so cool because they merged this idea of, like, who knows what's out in space? we achieve something. We send something up there. It's amazing. It's this beautiful American achievement. And it comes back and is literally the downfall of this possibly world. Do we know how far it goes in the movie? I don't even know how, so, if they specified in that movie if it's contained or not. But I love that.
I mean, it was talking about like how it was spreading to Texas.
That's so cool. So it was an American problem. That almost makes it better. It was such a little parochial, tiny local thing that even the movie was taking place in a house, in normally in a room of a house, right? And then they slowly started zooming out, but not by much. And I do love the idea that it's an isolated case happening in a state, and it's slowly building out. That is really good. I love that.
It doesn't go over the board and show you everything, but
it's
mostly because they had like limitations. It was sort of like an indie project, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, sometimes less is better. And this movie just goes to show you that, less is definitely better.
Exceeding.
In some cases.
It exceeded itself. Remember the scene where he was describing, the protagonist was describing all the things he went through to get to the house at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And we were both like, oh, this is way, listening to him tell us this in his broken voice is way better than a little flashback sequence where we see all this, like everyone screaming, hey, look how sad this is. Look. It's like, I can't handle those. This is just him talking matter-of-factly while we hear cicadas and crickets outside. And we know there's zombies out there and they don't even understand what they are yet. Super effective.
Yeah.
Like, it was shot beautifully. The acting was pretty good.
We don't need our handheld to, have a story told to us. And that's, like, very point case in being. But, like, everything felt minimalistic from a directorial standpoint, and especially a musical standpoint. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about how it sort of reminded us of John Carpenter's The Thing with the whole baseline dun dun. And for the soundtrack to be so minimalistic and yet so mortifying to think about and to really get the viewer in the mood and have it not take any of the experience away is sort of what I love about this movie, because so many other movies out there just don't know how to pull it off, like aforementioned movies. This is one of those movies where you can appreciate the soundtrack without it being overbearing or without it kind of feeling like it doesn't belong.
Yeah.
And it's very welcome. Welcomed to.
I did. And you're right. It had some great, like, minimal atmospheric tracks to it. But even at the beginning, it was very loud and celebratory. And I was immediately looked at you and was like, I love a good title sequence. Like, it had that build to it where it felt like a good old movie. And I love that. It was really cool. This is so watchable. I wasn't sure how watchable it would be, even if I knew it was going to be a good movie. It was very enjoyable and shocking even at how forward-thinking it was, how effectively it just did everything you can do with the zombie genre really well before people started even thinking about that. I love it. And it wasn't a perfect movie. There's one element in particular that actually bothered me throughout the whole film, which was the super weak wives in the movie. And that isn't even just like a sense of outrage. It's like, it's actually just weak screenwriting. Like, it was annoying how often, whenever anything went wrong, it was one of the women doing something. And isn't that just a dark way to view the world? If you're a screenwriter and you think every single negative event, including the death of your hero husband, is because you couldn't get out of the car fast enough and you tried to, and he had to go back in to save you. It is such a dreary, dreary thing when all of the men are just these dumb solo warriors. And I don't know. I actively dislike that. I actually don't think there's any excuse for that bad writing.
it's definitely changed in the remake, which is directed by Tom Savini.
Okay.
Obviously, I really fucking like Tom Savini, and I thought he did a pretty good job. There's a lot to that movie that is completely changed. It's the same like set piece. It takes place in this like almost the same house. Not actually the same house, but almost scene for scene. But there's a lot of things that are changed. here and there, right. especially the Barbara character, you know, the Ripley archetype towards like the second half of the movie, and she kind of just pulls it together. But we'll talk more about that at another time.
Totally.
Because we'll eventually cover that movie. There are some issues with the original Night of the Living Dead, I will say that, but at the end of the day, it is a cult classic film, and nothing is perfect.
I think that is my one issue. Like, yeah. I seriously, deeply enjoyed and appreciated everything else about this movie. It was just fun. Like, I love it, man. Even the, like, everything noteworthy about zombie stuff happened in this movie. Even the Molotov cocktail. Like, that was just the first thing, the iconic weapon. We didn't have a baseball bat, I don't think, with nails in it. But maybe that comes later. But beyond that, everything else.
It kind of brings you back to, like, the Left 4 Dead days.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does, man. Yeah, but this is great. This is fun. This is the type of movie that I think, this is the type of horror film that you can show anybody and they'll watch it and kind of have fun with it, because it isn't like super niche or like Saw is kind of like a certain type of person watches Saw, right? But this is kind of like horror and drama, and it's just wonderful, accessible movie. I just think it's great. I think it's really well done.
Yeah.
Practical effects, that's kind of your thing, man. I mean, they were pretty good in this. I thought it was awesome that to do a movie in this DIY way where humans consuming other humans probably hasn't been done before or very often. And they kind of just nailed it with these horrible scenes of people's skin peeling off on their faces as zombies, and they're just tearing meat off of bones. The finger scene when they're reaching in the windows, it all looked really good. It looked great, and I'm sure black and white really helped, where it really kind of sold the realism and the grittiness of it.
It wasn't really that bad in the colorized version either.
Really? That's awesome.
It was pretty good, but I do like the black and white version a little bit more, because it makes everything pop. Just keep it minimal. There's no vibrant colors or anything like that. So everything is just dark and foreboding, and you just feel like you're in this world where color hasn't been invented. It kind of just sets the tone for everything, and
it does
makes you feel like all hope is lost with this huge carnivorous apocalypse on their way.
Something I really, all right, one of the, when I think about like the feeling of this movie, like the how this movie, I guess the atmosphere that it builds up, it was so effective because the way it was filmed, where sometimes there would literally be like a handheld camera shaking behind the characters, and it had such a almost like pseudo documentary style to it, and they really leaned into that near the end when we get news clippings of like police and kind of grassroots militias combing woods and streets and just shooting the ghouls whenever they found them. It felt like we were really watching like a series of news clippings and home footage, but it still had the polish and the sheen of like a good cameraman. And that really sold the realism. Like, this felt like a gritty movie. It didn't feel like a really shiny zombie film that you're kind of detached from. It really felt like it was not trying to be scary, it was trying to be disturbing, and it did that. It really did. Especially the news sequences where they're calling the zombies mass murderers and assassins, and it's just such, like, it shows they have no concept for this yet. They have to figure out that you kill them by shooting them in the brain, they come back. If you're bitten, you can be infected with it. It's just, it's such a wonderful moment that all of this was packaged into this little movie. I think it's great.
They have no concept because pop culture hasn't ruined it for them yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't 90% of Hot Topics sales yet. Walking Dead t-shirts and little zombie stickers. Do you have, oh God, I haven't even thought about Hot Topic in like a decade.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Oh man.
Yeah,
it's not changed. Where all the cool teens go anymore.
No. know.
Do you have any big, like, oh god, that's bringing back a lot of memories. Do you have any big take-home points from this film, or do you think we're ready for the eulogy?
I think the whole, let me shoot this this gas tank.
Oh my.
With my gun.
Good
with,
lord.
With a torch.
Yep.
Right next to it.
Yeah.
And then everything goes to hell.
It's so dumb, it took a smart person to come up with it. Like, that is so idiotic. That entire sequence is unreal.
But it's, you know, stupid people do stupid things, especially in stressful situations like that. So I could kind of imagine somebody doing something that stupid, especially in this day and age. I wouldn't put it past anybody.
There's something to be said about, I would be riveted. I would be absolutely riveted if a movie effectively pulled off the damage that a bad intuitive decision can have on you when you're scared and stressed out. Like, if a movie pulled off the feeling of zombies are chasing me, should I go left or right? And you pick the wrong direction and realize it, that would be a brutal moment. This didn't feel like that. It felt like somebody wrote a scene and they didn't realize how detached from reality it was. You know, like, I actually have something to talk about that in the eulogy section.
It's a lot.
I'll hold off.
It's a lot worse in the remake.
I cannot wait to figure out how that's possible.
All right. So eulogy.
Eulogy. Again, a fitting segment. The eulogy.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May God be with this young man's soul. And may Rod Lane rest in peace.
Eulogy. We are gathered here today to lay this film to rest yet again. Well, not yet again. Well, I say yet again because
I know what you're
it's a zombie film.
We got it.
We're going to be doing that by throwing it on the ye olde fire.
Oh, okay. I was going to go for shooting it in the head. But I do like the fire. Mean, because that was also effective,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already shot it in the head. Now we're throwing it in the fire and gathering
That's fair.
Bunch of copies and just throwing it into the pile.
Copies of the movie? Copies of what? Okay, we're burning the movie. Never mind. I entirely forgot the concept of the bit for a moment. It's like, wait, why would we destroy the movie? Oh, it's our dumb bit. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, what are you laying it to rest with?
What am I laying it to rest with? That's a good question. Let me think here for a second.
Good lord, we've been doing this for a year, Nick.
I know. It's taking me a bit. It's hard, okay?
Well, we Especially prepare them ahead of time.
No.
Oh, that's right. You don't. I forgot.
No, I don't. I'm gonna go ahead and throw it with. A little girl who's been infected.
and boy. That is a soundbite that will come back to get you.
Yes.
That's it. Just her. That's
yep.
it. Okay. I would like to erase from history, I guess by burning, the scene where our protagonist lays a lit torch on the ground before pumping gas on his car. Only to realize that the pump doesn't work, so he needs to shoot it with a gun, and then when it starts pouring out gas at an insane rate, just drench the entire vehicle with gas as if it will, like, absorb it through osmosis, and then burn the entire car and the earth, and then cause it to just explode, killing the young couple. I think that is the weakest scene I've ever seen.
I love hoping the gasoline will be absorbed through osmosis.
It's not how you fuel cars. It was such an astonishing moment. Oh, man. I think we can get rid of that scene altogether.
Oh, yeah, but it's coming back.
Oh, no.
It's coming back.
Okay,
so I guess that's it for eulogy.
Yes.
And what's next?
Voices. From the other side.
Well, sometimes that is better.
Okie dokie. So, I pulled this one out of my butt. And this one is from CC the Movie Man -1. This was posted on April 9th of 2008. He gave it 2 stars and he titled it Reputation Far Exceeds Reality.
How did you...
Again?
I scrolled for ages to find this. And how did you just... What? Well, just read it.
Okay, I'll take the first half, you take the second half. Is that okay. Fair?
Yeah, it's fair.
Okay, so what has all the fuss been about with this movie? Can somebody tell me? This was not scary. It was just stupid, with no name, fair actors at best. The dialogue is laughable. The special effects are too dated to be taken seriously in 2008. Actually, by the 80s as well.
Some films get reputations early on, and all the national critics keep following it like sheep, giving you the same unwarranted hype about how great a film is. And this Night of the Living Dead is a perfect example of that. A horror movie is supposed to raise a few hairs on the back of your neck, not put you to sleep. These zombies look like Roger Ebert and Leonard Maltin. Maybe that's why it's gotten rave reviews. Trust me, this is a total waste of time.
I can't believe that happened again, just by, an odd chance. I don't know why, but I felt it in my gut when it read Ebert. I'm like, he's probably going to pick this one, but oh well.
I was going to do a Roger Ebert review, and then I thought, well, wait, I found this really interesting IMDb review, and I want to talk about it. And it was, like entry 50 on a list. I have no idea how we chose the same one. I do love the idea that this movie found cult classic status because the zombies look like film critics. That is the most backward reasoning I've ever heard. It was panned by these people. It was a grassroots movement of guys and gals who loved it.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
It's an iconic film, and honestly, there are scenes of the movie where I'm like, this is ridiculous, and I can't stop laughing. But especially, you gotta help me save Johnny. He's still out there.
Oh, my God.
She's freaking out, and he gives her the good old knuckle sandwich, and, it's just a ridiculous scene. But same thing with the whole gasoline. So ridiculous. But overall, it's a cult classic film. It's amazing, and I'd still watch it to this day, regardless of what other people say. So,
yeah.
I guess that just tickles me. That tickles me pink that we both picked the same one.
Yeah.
We're on the same wavelength. We've been doing it for so long. Seriously.
Another thing about this review, it's like, I guess so much of it feels like this is someone who's going into this movie expecting to be terrified.
Yeah.
This isn't a movie. To me, this isn't a movie you watch and you rate its quality based on how much dread and fear it brings up in you. It's a movie that, again, has a pseudo-documentary style. It's disturbing. It's creepy. It's showing this dreary idea about what could happen. All the unknown, unknowable things that could happen and just cause untold destruction. And that's what it's trying to do, not necessarily make you... scared to turn out the lights at night. And I just think that's the wrong metric to be ranking this by. It's like going into a comedy and seeing if you cry at the end. And it just doesn't... It feels like backwards to me. Because, I don't know, horror isn't just that. Horror movies can do a lot more than just jump scares and things like that. So, and also, the acting was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the screenwriting was weak, and those actors still did a really good job pulling it off. So I was really surprised at how... good a lot of the acting was.
Such a shame that they didn't get paid a single.
God, that is so infuriating.
But at the same time, that works in our favor because hopefully we won't get reprimanded for showing the entire movie.
Yeah, I hope these people made loads of money signing autographs for the rest of their life. Because how cool is it? I went on their IMDb pages. A lot of them didn't stick around in the film world after this. So how cool is it to just be like, I was in a cult classic innovative movie, and now I work as a IT administrator.
The IMDB.
Oh, you're still stuck on that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Got it. All right. That's all
Adam,
I have to say about
Adam
that.
Made his own movie page, his own movie website called IMDBB.
Yeah, just to be a jerk. He saw how successful my company was, and he just made IMDDB.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Screw that guy. Okay, so I guess it's time for our final cut. So.
I love starting every segment off with a slightly self-conscious, so. I feel like we both do that.
So, yeah. Come here often.
Yeah.
Are
we doing this right, guys? Hi.
please answer back. So, Night of the Living Dead. Insanely classic film.
Mm-hmm.
Garnered by many. And it's one of the best zombie films out there. Not in particular my favorite of all time. We'll get to that soon enough. But I feel like this movie garners at least 8 slashes out of 10.
Sure.
It is such a classic film. It's a good movie. It has a few issues here and there, which obviously is why I'm not going to give it a 10 straight out the gate. But it definitely deserves a place on a number 8 slashes. So,
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. All right. So the section is always hard for me. I am inclined to approach this rating like I rated Psycho, which says so much about this movie, because this is one of the very few films that makes me have to change how I rate a movie, because technically it does everything almost perfectly. Psycho actually was a perfect movie. I just didn't happen to resonate with it that much, so I gave it like an 8.5 or something.
It's all good.
This is an almost perfect movie that I really resonate with, so I'm probably going to rate it higher than Psycho. It is so fun to watch. It is astonishing. I am amazed that this was the vanguard of this genre and that it did everything that I want any other zombie movie to do. And I'm so tired of the genre by now. I'm looking back at this and like, oh, well, that's why we already... This is one of the very few pinnacles of that genre.
Yeah.
This, 28 weeks later, which is... Or 28 days later, just
not
like
weeks.
An art piece of a movie. It's so brilliant. Just like, it's such a great genre. There are so few ways to do it really well. This is one of the movies that stands out. I have to give this... This is probably an 8. I can't overlook some really glaring issues with it. So it's going to be an 8 out of 10 for me.
Don't you mean 128 days later, Brian?
100? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, the poor James Franco. You have to be kidding me. I cut my arm off and New York is...
Better not get any blood on that wound.
Oh, dude, this needs to be a shirt or something. I love it.
Yeah,
we've been...
It's a funny
joke.
Bit.
It's so potent. It stuck around for years.
Because of my fucking pea brain of a mind and come up with something so amazing.
The idea. The idea of 128 days later. Oh, it's just so good.
Right. So, okay. I guess, yeah, that's it for our...
That's it.
Overall thoughts on Night of the Living Dead. We really hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, because we definitely enjoy doing these. Stay tuned for more podcasts from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, the rest of March
back.
Of the Dead. We've got some great movies lined up.
Yep. We're not going anywhere. Neither are these zombies. They just keep on coming. And stay tuned for more Black Lagoon Reacts on our Black Lagoon Network YouTube channel, because we definitely have more of that coming as well, especially during the March of the Dead marathon. So stay tuned for our next episode, which is going to be Dawn of the Dead,
which
I consider the sequel to Night of the Living Dead. And cool. I'm not talking about the remake. I am talking about the original. We're talking about the OGs here, the movies that need to be respected and hailed as the zombie the zombie father of the zombie pop culture. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. That's great. I'm excited. If you made it this far, wow, good for you for listening to the conclusion of a podcast, something very few people do. Yep. If you're still here, you clearly like this enough to rate us on anything. Apple Podcast, leave us a thumbs up on YouTube. Just subscribe to it. Show your support if you like what we're doing. It really means a lot. We have a lot of fun doing this. So,
also, if you're watching our reaction videos, be sure to leave your own suggestions on what movies that we should view for next month.
We do it immediately. We already did it with Psycho 2. Leave your response. We will almost immediately cover it.
Yeah. Just not this month because we're doing a marathon. So
yeah.
Stay tuned for everything that's up and coming. And we will see you guys in the next episode.
All right.
Bye-bye.